Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I want to improve my relationship with right now I'm just abusing it.
Right, we'll start there because do you know what, the patrons will get to enjoy that premium content, but I'm cutting out the main one because I don't want like getting out too far. Welcome back to James and Flav for now. I hope you're doing very well. Get the admin bit out of the way quickly. If you want to become a moist slug and not a dry one, you can do for less than a London pint. And you are provided with what's coming up to. Next week will be our 100th mailbag. And all that is on the Patreon. So that's just premium content.
We're not doing anything special, are we? We're just doing another pod. I'm not doing anything special for it. Just letting you know.
But yeah, but he does turn up. So it's all good.
I'm not doing it. Just don't, if anyone's expecting anything special, but I just forget about it.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, but it's premium, but in Flav's mind, it's not special. Just to get that, just to really ram that home at the start.
You can do something. Do some visual effects or something. Do some after effects.
No, it's a what's it called? Gun and run situation. Just turn on the camera. But which is difficult in itself because sometimes the streams are tricky. But our patrons are live with us right now, so you can also enjoy the podcast live.
Speaking of live.
And it's live. Speaking of live, no. What?
Well, we've got half a foot in a door.
Could it really happen? I'm not talking about Arsenal's charge. I'm talking about an actual live event that we've been talking about for 4 years now, and we've never been able to get over the line. Could it be actually happening?
I tell you what I do know. I know that we've got a venue secured. I know that it fits 100 people.
Hello.
And I know that it's going to be on a Tuesday evening. All those things are facts.
Right.
All those things are facts. We haven't got a date yet. We don't know what we're going to do. But the rest is all facts. I guarantee.
We know what we're doing afterwards, don't we? Everyone, make sure you drive down because we'll be heading off. Making our way to Fleet.
It's a bit far, Fleet. Yeah. I mean, I fully appreciate it, but it's a good good hour and a half drive.
I love him giving a blowjob as much as the next man, but it's a long drive. That's completely the other direction from where I'm going home afterwards. So what,
if we find some, all we need to do is find some bins.
Yeah. As long as the smell's there, you can close your eyes. It's just like
probably one of those big sort of industrial cylinder bins that you find in the council estates.
Yeah,
let's get in one of them.
Yeah, where rubbish has been there for at least 6 months, just to really, really ferment
the juice from the bottom, splashing around your feet as you nosh one off.
It's so weird.
I've actually got tears coming down my face.
Yeah, that's good. Good start. Drifting towards a reset pod, but the comments were good. What I will say, really struggling with the amount now. Because let's be honest, right? The rundown gets done 20 minutes before, and generally that's why the podcast is always about 10 minutes late when we do it live. So
what's the problem?
Just a lot. So we really need we really need to sort of get some hashtags going, because I think that's, because I can do control F, find slugs in the wild, bosh, and I can just go through them instead of the fluff. Do you know what I mean? What we're going to do in this podcast, because it's like, you know, it's just, let's be honest, right? This is what YouTube creators do. Let's be honest. When the FA Cup rolls around, it's like someone pulls the plug out, don't they? Everyone's just going, doo. And it's like,
it's because no one really cares about it anymore, do they?
Well, some say the magic's gone. The thing is, it's like, for my work, I don't need to know about that. And QPR aren't in there. So if I can take in some football, glorious. It's also fans' birthday this weekend, so I'll be off the grid. And so YouTube sort of moves into different spheres now.
What, you won't be watching Spurs versus Preston?
I'll be keeping an eye on it, and the white shirt derby.
I think we're both called Lily Whites as well, actually. I think Preston are called Lily Whites.
I think you're right. But we've got a good podcast. We've got some... We've got a comment that made me laugh so hard. Honestly, it was like, literally, in my inner monologue was going, why am I laughing this much? Whilst I was still laughing so much. It was so good that I didn't even put it in the Jim Big Laugh Award, which is good this week. But what we're going to do is, I saw Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher did the little sort of tap in of predictions. And actually, do you know what I realised? We literally did mid-season predictions 3 weeks ago, but
I don't remember what I said.
Exactly. We barely touched it.
Mean we're head and heart? Is that what that?
No. This is what's amazing.
Never had this conversation, Jim.
We did. Like, the title was mid-season predictions, and we literally did it in about 30 seconds, and we were talking about other stuff the other time, which is fortunately we can get away with these days.
I predicted who would be the league winners.
Well, again, I wonder if we weren't doing it properly.
Okay, all right, because I'm pretty sure I won't say the same.
Okay, so what we're going to do is G Nev and Jamie Carragher went through their predictions, and
You told me to delete that tweet about Gary Neville the other day.
Oh yeah, did you?
Yeah, I did, but I just got booked for the overlap again. So I don't think they saw it. Actually, no, that's a lie. The producers did see it and said, I hope you're okay coming back on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, if you want to know the context of that, become a fucking moisty, you egg.
Jim, I've just noticed your Ben Foster video done well, isn't it? 62K in 20 hours.
It's doing okay.
To be sniffed at.
Nothing to be sniffed at. No, some people thought there was something going on because Ben, there's a three person couch there. It's quite a long couch, and he sort of sat halfway through, so people thought we were a little bit too close.
What did you make of that? Was that did you think that he should be at the end of the sofa, or was that like a nice thing so it's more intimate? You got to get me back off a little bit, Ben.
Yeah, I was like, no, mate. I loved it. I mean, God, I wish he was closer. He'd be a great boyfriend to have.
I bet he's got a big piece.
You don't imagine so, wouldn't you? Most goalkeepers don't they?
100%. If there's a position on the pitch.
Unwritten rule. That's a great unwritten rule. All football, all goalkeepers have massive willies. Can't get away. It's like such a magnetic force that's pulling us back in. We've got a bit of sit down.
Why do you think that is, James? We all come from the peen eventually, don't we? Originally, so why wouldn't we be interested in it? Is like any position, P-E-N.
Yeah.
If a goalkeeper's had the biggest schlong, who has on the pitch? Who has the smallest? What position has the smallest?
It's funny you say that. Yeah, position. So because Rob says who in the that's such, you expect us to actually answer that. Rob, who's having an absolute stinker of a week. I've got to be honest. He got torn to shreds on the mailbag. You will not believe the chef he likes. And I use the word chef incredibly loosely.
He's not a chef.
Yeah.
Anyway.
As Flav said, Flav's review was, he cooks a bit. I'll tell you, Greg Wallace. Anyway, Rob said, who in the football world has a small piece? What do you think, I'm going to answer that?
Well, obviously... The
thing is, you've got to be careful.
You've seen Paul's goals. It's like a little what's it.
you've got to be careful with these things. But also, I remember playing with I can't remember his name now. He's a 5 foot... He's about 5 foot three left winger. It was enormous.
Wait, there was this kid at school. I won't say his name. But
we must beware hubris, is what I'm trying to say.
He sat on the edge of the pool. And, you know, it's not like I was out looking. Bearing in mind, we're all like, I don't know, 13 years old. Mm. It was like a Cumberland sausage. It was ridiculous.
Like an anchor.
It was sitting on the side of the pool. It was just wrapped around. Yeah. Unreal.
I mean,
unreal.
I bet there must be people with...
Right.
There must be people with large
wheelies. Right back.
Well, with the smallest right back.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, attacking midfielders.
yeah, little
number 10. You must be Lionel Messi. Imagine like your PSG were going to, all right, we're going. Lionel, are you coming in the shower? You're desperate to see his willy, wouldn't you? I've seen Lionel Messi.
Yeah, of course.
I'd love to see that.
It's nothing, and it's nothing sexual about it.
Of course.
There's nothing sexual about it, James. If you get a chance to see a footballer's willy, you want to see it just to see. Yeah. What's it about?
Of course.
What's he packing?
But Lionel's top. Lionel's right up there. If you had one pick, there's one person you get to see. It's got to be Lionel, isn't it?
I've got suspicions that Ronaldo doesn't have a penis.
Yeah, he's like a Ken doll.
Exactly.
Yeah. Probably.
Other than
that,
quality Ian Dowies. I bet that would be interesting. What is that? What is that?
Just like a large piece of ginger.
What is that?
Just like all over wobbly.
Ian, you happy with that? You can't be happy with that. And he's like, well, what do you want me to do?
Whoa. Is Ian coming in with that?
He can't come in with that.
Yeah. Ian, you're a great guy, and I love the whole bounce back ability thing. But you're not coming in with that. Put a sock on it or something. All right. I really went into this one thinking before I sat down to look at the comments. I was really thinking it'd be really great if we could get away from penises. Just can't. Right. I have to hold my hands up. Bottled it last week. Ryan Couch, most liked comment this week, top comment. He bottled it by not calling this lifting the lid on sit down ways. Couldn't do it. I'm going to do it. I'm definitely going to do it. Have you ever? That's a good one for the comments.
You're talking about the title for last week's episode.
I bottled it.
You're just asking
it,
to fail, aren't you? It's not even bottled.
Exactly. I don't want to fail.
It's clever. It's a clever suggestion. But...
Yeah, it'd be great in 1994 as a headline in a newspaper. But it doesn't work in the modern day, sadly. And also,
Jim, can I just ask if you share your screen again? Because I can't see the running order, and it's
making you nervous.
Yeah.
Okay. Could affect the frame rate quality, but
I don't think it will.
Okay. Well, there it is. So yeah, no, I did. I bottled it. But yeah, just kind of. Just let myself down. Not big enough, I guess. But yeah, that Ben Foster was doing well. He did well. He sort of... I was hoping... He gave me enough juice just right at the end. Enough juice in the goose. More on that later. He's such a nice bloke. Did I tell you? Look, he's just... So one, do you know why he'd be a great boyfriend? One, cracking looking guy. Lovely little bit of salt and pepper on the hair now. At the age of 39, but he's still in great nick. Saw him change his shirt for the video. Whew. I was like, you should be running to fat, Ben. We had a bit of banter. And then the second thing is he just loves to keep busy. So he'd wanted, you know, like some boyfriend, because generally here's something that I think is just a universal truth is generally blokes just want to be left alone. I think we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. You just like, I'd love a day where I've just not got to do anything. Oh, imagine that.
I think that's fair. I think it's nice to be left alone, but it's also nice to return to a warm bosom. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
I do. But Ben, nice. But Ben's one of those, he's like, I just love being busy. He said it. I remember saying it. And do you know what he did? This was like, this is Ben in a, this is Ben in just one moment. I might have said this to you before, but he came in, he had a cup of soup. Now, I couldn't imagine what Ben's net worth is, but I presume it's solid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He came in with a cup of soup. He had a sip of it. And he looked at me, he looked me dead in the eye, and he said, cup of soups are the business, aren't they? Like, you are
see,
a man,
do you know what?
Who's enjoying life.
Do you know what? And I get that. That's I love that. That's really inspiring. And I don't think I'd have the confidence to walk into a room with a cup of soup, cup of tea, coffee, but a leek and potato. I'm not sure I could. It's quite a bold move.
Oh, aren't cup of soups the business? I was like, sure, yeah. I hadn't warmed up by that point. Do you know what I mean? I hadn't got myself going. Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting it. I was ready for sort of top four chat. Yeah.
Anyway. James, what's that's in terms of the stranger things that an ex-pro has said to you when they just met you, is that up there?
I know where you're going. I know where you're going. I know everyone in this chat right now knows exactly where you want to go. I bet you, in one word, tell us where Flav's going with this. Everyone knows this, don't they? They've heard this story.
I'm not going to say it because I don't think it's appropriate for right now, but I will say two words, Razor Ruddock.
Yeah. I bet the chat goes, Ruddock.
I honestly, when I was in a room, you can't say it because it's not suitable. It's just, it was such an extreme thing. But I'll just set the scene for you. We walked into the main meeting room at Ball Street, and in this room was, I would say, 8 or 9 people, including the people that own the company. And Razor Ruddock said one of the most crude things anyone has ever said to James, I'm sure, within seconds of meeting him. It was so out of place that the room was stunned into silence. I was looking and I heard it, and obviously I loved it. But James was like, okay.
Yeah. So bounce the chat around, Neil. Thanks for that. I was trying to produce him. And he was trying to produce something else.
Thanks for that, Ray. Thanks for that, Neil.
Cool. The bulk of you know that story. I'm not saying it again. Anyway, I bottled it. Put my hands up. Jim Big Laugh Award, before we get into our predictions. And now we've spoken about, I sort of chucked out Robbie Lyle as the type of guy, and you weren't careful.
Yeah.
But there was one that made me laugh out loud, and I sort of went, well, it has to go into that bit, doesn't it? Which is the Jim Big Laugh Award. So for anyone who's new to the podcast is made by the running order. So get involved in the comments. But yeah, try and use some of those keywords for these bits in your comment, because I'll miss them otherwise.
How many comments did we have last?
I don't know, but I was pushed for time, all that stuff.
A lot.
Yeah. The boy Burrows said Robbie Lyle is the type of guy to get the just close your eyes, Flav, and take yourself there. Okay.
All right.
Everyone else do it as well. Close your eyes. Robbie Lyle is the type of guy to get the last sausage roll in front of you in Greg's, only to turn around and let everyone know, I've got the last sausage roll. Unlucky, everyone. As he laughs, walking into the distance. Walks up.
What you want? What's he want? No.
And it's like, the sausage roll is like that. It's the tiny thing in his huge hands. Rude Van Brown. This made me laugh as well. How much juice in the goose? Which is a phrase I said last week. It's a phrase I'm going to have to crowbar into every conversation for the foreseeable future. That got me thinking of a possible. I feel like another podcast has done this, so this might not work. But you know, we've done our Samisms for a long time now.
Yeah.
Is there a way? Could we create some new phrases, and then kind of. Then see if it are sort of slugs in the wild, people could sort of try them out and see if they get away with it. Do you know what I mean?
Or if they could
video themselves. That's a good shout. But we need to sort of create new phrases. Maybe Juice and the Goose is one to kick us off. Don't know if it's going to work or not. It just popped into my head. And I do feel like someone else is doing that.
And so that would be great. Oh, who gives a shit? Let's just steal it. All anyone, everyone does, everyone just nicks other people's ideas and adapts them slightly.
That's true.
Look at Soccer Saturday. Social. Saturday Social.
Yeah.
Licking loads of your tier list ideas and whatnot.
Right, yeah.
It's because they work.
Yeah.
True. Different audience. TV's different audience.
At what point do you think they'll stop introducing the board on Saturday Social? Because we know it's coming out. Don't we?
Oh, yeah. I love the board. It's great fun, actually. I love doing that show.
They're absolutely killing it, guys. And it's nice. It's just nice. You just sit in. You forget you're on telly. That's a dangerous thing.
You do, actually. You sit there and the cameras turn on. You're just like, you forget. You're just talking to the bop, to a couple of lads, giving just, a bit of...
just hanging out.
Dick.
Yeah. right. And this made me laugh as well. This is Once I Met. Okay, so there were loads of replies on this one, but one reply obviously was, are we calling it? So let's see what was said. Rob Bob the Corn Cob. Great name. Rob Bob the Corn Cob. Why are you called Rob Bob the Corn Cob? I'd love to know.
Yeah, I need to know that, Rob.
I recently saw Sean Dyche at the train station in Merseyside. I thought I'd be cheeky and shout, Dyche, are you taking the Everton job? He grinned just before winking at me.
Why is it always with the winking?
Yeah. Do you think there's a gentle gravelly sound when he winks? Later that day, I checked into my hotel room. It was to my surprise when I found out that Sean Dyche was staying in the same hotel. I didn't think much of it and thought I would end my day with a nice shower. As I was washing myself, I dropped the soap in complete fear and panic, only just realizing that the wink I got from Sean was actually the famous Dyche wink of death. I tried to regain my composure, but it was too late. I went to pick the soap back up, but it had already turned to gravel.
What does this mean?
It was at this point I had started to cry just before the bathroom door had been forced off its hinges. It was Sean Dyche. He came running in with a look of thunder on his face, gritting his teeth. He then grabs me by both ears and screams, 442! In my pathetic, moist face. I lost my virginity that night. Up the slugs.
Love it.
We calling it?
I think it's true.
Okay.
Sean Dyche is the kind of guy that just leaves a trail of, you know, debris behind him.
Yeah. There's gravel.
Just a little trail of dust. Debris.
And so just to really get you excited, there's a comment later on in the podcast that was too funny to go in that.
Oh, wow.
Crying my eyes out. Okay.
Good. Looking forward to it.
A couple of good comments. C, you've absolutely killed my worldview with that trophy talk. Remember last week? We were just chatting about all this work, all this. Oh, we're going to get there. We're going to get there for some tin.
Yeah. Like all the money. Just to reiterate regurgitate what we said last week. Chelsea spent nearly £500 million for what? A tin cup.
Some tin. I would say this is a really prestigious trophy, and is it about the trophy? Not really. But what quality is this tin? I want it to be incredibly expensive.
It could be platinum. It could be platinum, and it's still doesn't come in anywhere near in value to £500 million.
Yeah, that's a great question. How many Premier League trophies would you have to be given and then melt down to make your money back on the transfers that you would have spent to get that trophy?
Yeah, it's like, and everyone's saying, like, look, what's in your trophy cabinet? What's in your trophy?
Yeah,
we haven't got any. You've got more bits of metal than us. Is that what football is?
Grow up. Little,
it is. It's mental. We all get so, there are 100 million fucking YouTubers making a fortune over a game that's about a bit of metal. And all of us are losing our minds, screaming into Twitter.
I want the metal.
Yeah.
Let me win the metal.
Like, do you know what? Yeah, like, when England lose, and this isn't a joke here, mate. I'm not making fun of this. But England lose, like, domestic violence rates go up, rise. Right? It's a campaign often.
Gear change.
For a bit of fucking metal.
Yeah. What is the point? Barry replies, and they, what's the point of any of this?
None. There isn't any.
Patrick Stone replies, yeah. Football's pointless, really, isn't it? Tough.
When you're winning, though, it doesn't feel pointless, does it? Just right now, it feels pointless.
Ask me how QPR got on last week.
I don't know. How did they get on?
We drew 1-1 with Swansea at home.
Oh, God. I just want to blow my fucking brains out. God, what is it? 1-1? What were you doing? You went all the way there for 1-1.
Well, yeah, listen to this. I wasn't able to go. So I was stuffing my face. It was Chinese New Year. But we've scored halfway through the first half. And then let one in halfway through the second half.
Oh, and it's finished
1-1.
1-1. And you walked to, and those people that went to Loftus Road, they walked away hollow.
Poor Gary.
What is the point? And Gary went on his own, did he? What a miserable, miserable afternoon Gary Alcott had.
Big time.
I might text him after this saying, Gary, I'm sorry about Saturday. I've heard you had a fucking existential nightmare.
Yeah. You all right, Gal?
Yeah.
One girl to another. Right. Gear change, Flav. Gear change. Let's predict every trophy.
Want to. I don't want to.
Let's predict who's going to win every single trophy. We'll also have a sort of...
bit of metal. Everything. Let's...
We'll have a consensus. No, gear change, I said. We'll have a little consensus vote as well from the Moist Sluggies as well. Let us know what you think of each of these. Gene Ev and Jamie Kazza were at it. Arguing, weren't they? Arguing away. So let's start off with the Prem. Let's have a little cheeky look at it. And let us know in the comments down below, of course.
Just quickly, why aren't Everton going all out for company?
Why aren't Everton?
What are you talking about?
Would he take it?
Might not.
Who
I wouldn't
that
if I
job
was him.
Right now? That's a good thing. That leads us in. That's a good thing.
It's a good point. It's an absolute hellmouth of a job.
It's got to be Daishi. It's got to be Daishi. Has to be Daishi. The correct answer is Daishi. Like
Allardyce?
Get you out of trouble, probably. But Daishi's the modern Sam Allardyce. Are you still? Do you still get 20% if he gets a new job?
Yeah. Look, he's just got a track record again, but he's been out of the game too long. He doesn't know what's going on anymore, Sam Allardyce. But if it was me, the thing is that it's not like going and joining Burnley or someone who's just been relegated. Everton have never been relegated from the Premier League.
That starts to be an albatross around your neck, you know. Who was it? In Germany, I think it was Hamburg. They, for a long time, because we went there, didn't we, for my stag do, they hadn't been relegated, but it was sort of flirting with it and flirting with it. And you sort of wonder if it's one where it's like, I hate this phrase and I think it's always stupid to say it, but I'm starting to, you do sort of wonder a little bit, is it best they go down to go up, back up? Because they would go back up sooner or later. And it might.
Oh, yeah, of course they would. Of course they would.
Might mean they just need to get themselves together. But overall, it's never good to get going down.
No, because one good manager comes in and changes everything and you turn into a different team. Going down is a different kettle of fish and obviously everyone will laugh at them.
I did a video as soon as he got the sack and I sort of, in the first half, I spoke about Lampard for a bit, but I'm always kind of interested in the next manager. And so I sort of put together a lineup of Bielsa and of Daesh. And it's Daesh. Daesh.
Are they mentioning Bielsa?
Bielsa's the front runner, I think. Bielsa's the front runner. But then I saw this tick and I just felt like incredibly lazy journalism. But then you see a blue tick, but then you go, well, what does a blue tick even mean anymore? Because they might have just paid for it for £8 or whatever it is. But he was saying apparently Bielsa said that Everton need to focus on faster players in for
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The remainder of the transfer window, otherwise he won't take the job. Like, do you think he's really said that? Like, do you know what I mean?
And like, also, they haven't got any money. They can't. I mean, they've got plenty of money, but they can't spend it because of their financial fair play.
The Dan Juma thing is a killer as well, because Dan Juma would have been really, really, really useful for them. Like, are you pinching really? Him? Have you got him?
Yeah, he signed yesterday. I'd never heard of him. Literally, before we signed him, I didn't even know he existed.
Right. So he's a good player. Like he had a really good year for Villarreal last year. Prior to that, he was at Bournemouth, where he was way too good for the Championship, and they essentially just never lost when he was playing, but he got injured for a bit, and that's why they probably didn't get automatic. Tom Jordan will let me know on that one. Is Tom here? But he went to Villarreal and did really, really, really well. He's a good player, and he's exactly what they need.
Why have they given him us on loan then? If he's that good.
Villarreal, I presume they're sort of, you know, they're ever getting a fee for that, and they're gonna there's an option to buy.
It's an option to buy €30 million.
Yeah, I think there's the same with a few players like that. You know, in that division, like if it's an asset and you can get the money, that's the thing. I think people become more and more aware of the money you can make with a loan, because it's becoming more and more understood that. You will pay a fee for it. So there's easy, quick money there. So it's sort of lending him out.
Lo Celso, what would be nice if they just give him Lo Celso and we'll keep Dan Juma if he's any good.
Yeah, I mean, that might be the road that they go down. Let's start doing this, mate. Because
okay,
lots to get through. But yeah, the answer is Sean Dyche. Go get him. So who's going to... Well, actually, I've got a quick... I did like this comment, so I'll just read this quickly. And you might not like it, but anyway. It's incredible to watch. Anxious Mind saying this. It's incredible we get to watch in real time as Flaz develops coping mechanisms to deal with Arsenal being top. I suspect the hat may be one of them. That was last week. You were wearing
someone said it looked like a bottle of sun cream.
Yeah, that was class, wasn't it? Yeah. Which begs the question, was it?
What?
The hat?
No, the heating was broken. The room is fixed now. Right. It was freezing.
Right.
I'd rather have a warm hat. Head. It's a nice hat, though, I think.
I like it. Oh, yeah, I see you. Nice bit of colour as well. It's a shot. Will Arsenal win the league? Flav, what are you saying? And let us know in the chat here, what's the consensus?
They will. Of course they will. Can't lose it from here. That's ridiculous. That's what I've said over and over again.
It's only five points, isn't it?
The game in hand, that's 3 points. It's 8 points. 8 points clear. Long way to go, I guess, but they don't look like they will get beat, even against Man United. Do you know what? I'm going to be really honest. I have no fucking good clue how good Arsenal are, because I've only watched one game of them and 60 minutes of another game. Other than that, I haven't watched a single minute. So you tell me, will they win the league?
I you know, sort of you going definitely, and I think a few other people going definitely, definitely, definitely. I saw the title, someone saying they were better than the Invincibles. I think it was Reeve. Fucking terrible call. You can't call it.
Yeah, but that's a YouTube title.
I know. He's got me though, hasn't he? He's got me. But yeah, I think it's going to be so close. I think it's going to be so close. I really don't see Arsenal running away with it at all. Just because Man City...
I just don't think Man City are that good. I mean, they're good, but by their own standards.
But are they good?
Are they good? Like, we were better than them for 45 minutes. And I'm not saying that we played them off the park or anything like that, but we controlled
were
the game.
Were you, though?
I thought we were. I generally felt so comfortable in the first half. And when we scored, it wasn't a surprise to me. But I knew that the minute we scored, it was like, okay, now they're going to start trying.
Poke the beast, yeah. I think Guardiola with that interview was genius last week.
What did he say?
He just sort of, he went after him a bit, and sort of like his own squad, and sort of jolt. I think he jolted them a little bit in terms of going, how, you know, like, do you want this or what kind of thing?
He made the wrong decision in trying and matching up with Spurs. Like, the way to beat Spurs is just have more midfielders than us, and it's a lot easier.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas in this instance, he didn't. But anyway, changed it in the second half. And then
here's my pick. I think they might do it. And I think I'd, you know, blame or praise. I think it's on me. Because I did say, as soon as they started saying Sweet Sweet Gunners, started winning, didn't they? My head keeps saying in between games, Man City will get them. But then when I watch them, I'm always like, oh, no, you're the real deal. And no one can stop. I can't see anyone stopping them. So, yeah, I'm going to go Arsenal. Okay. What does everyone else say? Brighton? No. No one did it. Be quicker, guys. Be quicker and say who's going to win it. Shocking.
I don't know if you asked them, did you?
I did. I said put it in the chat. Okay, top four.
They're not your minions, Jim.
I'm just saying, you're here. You might as well be engaged. I'm providing you with a vote. I'm trying to bring you in. Top four.
I'm going to say Man City. I'm going to say Manchester United and Tottenham. And it's going to be Newcastle.
Newcastle fifth.
Yeah, Man City... Newcastle fifth. So yeah, that's my top four.
I agree. Wow, Liverpool are so far off it, aren't they? Although they win that game, they're on 32.
Just don't. I'm gonna shock you here. Okay, Liverpool.
I'm gonna shock you here. Yeah, I'm gonna go. Man City, Man United, Liverpool, Newcastle finished fifth, you finished sixth.
So the only reason I'm saying Spurs, and we don't, based on what you've seen so far this season, we have no right to be in the top four. But if we can keep Bentancur and Kulusevski fit and have them playing together consistently, which we haven't had at all really at the start of the season, we are a different outfit completely. Now, it looks like we're buying Porro, so we actually have a decent or a very good right wing back with Perisic on the other side.
Yeah.
The only thing we're missing is another decent centre back. If we get in a really good centre back this January, which is going to be nearly impossible, if we did, someone like I think it's Skriniar, is that how you pronounce it? I always fuck it up. But someone of his level.
It's really hard. Like, obviously, you got the top two, and that's a given. I just think Man United, I feel, actually running a little bit hot at the moment.
What do you mean?
Rashford is on fire, and he's back. I don't think it's form. I think he's class. I think he will remain class. But to score the amount he's scoring is a push.
Adam McCullough was saying that when he went down against, I think it was Old Trafford before Arsenal, when he went down and he was holding his knee, there was like a gasp. Man United fans realise that how important he is to them. Obviously, everyone does. And Adam says, despite, you know, the form, United are light, which is mental, but the amount of money they've spent. But
yeah,
it is what it is. And that I think he thinks they'll come again next season, whereas this one's just all about getting the Champions League places.
Yeah, the more I sort of, you know how undecisive, whatever it is, I am. Because Man United could drop out of that as well. I actually think when Liverpool gets some of their players back, they could easily go on a run. And actually, what happens very often, Liverpool used to do this all the time, is that once it was kind of like your season's over kind of thing, they started to chill out and they would start winning loads of games and people would get a bit excited and then the sort of expectation would come in the next season and they'd crumble. And they've got a good enough squad for that to not occur next year. But in terms of the rest of this season, Liverpool could easily go on a march. I know it doesn't feel right now, but they do still have a lot of players missing. So I'm going to get outside the box and that could occur. But I do what? Come on, Brighton. Brighton could do something. They score so many goals. They're really good.
Isn't it
better goal difference than any of you guys, apart from Newcastle's goal difference is amazing.
Yeah. Isn't it incredible? Like, the amount of clean sheets they keep, Newcastle's defence is unreal.
Oh, it's absolutely astounding.
The best defence in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Is that right?
By a mile. How many goals have they conceded?
Goals? 11.
11. Absolutely fantastic. I just wonder. They'll be there or thereabouts for sure. I wonder if they just get pipped.
Because you wouldn't... Their squad, on paper, isn't necessarily a top four squad. Not that matters. I'm not saying they don't deserve to be there, because clearly you can see the league table. It does not lie.
Yeah, but it's a fair point. I think it's a fair point.
So they're doing really well.
Yeah.
But I hope they drop away just so Spurs can take their position. But we'll see. But in terms of Brighton, like, whatever's going on behind the scenes at Brighton, they're just a brilliantly run football club. They really are. Like, compared to where they've been in the doldrums for so long. And
they're the blueprint. They're so exciting. Them and Brentford.
Yeah, for sure. For anyone wanting to come up.
Yeah.
For sure. And the great thing about it is it used to be the blueprint would be what Pulis did at Stoke. There's your blueprint. That's how you stay up. Brentford are like, while Brentford play the most sexiest football, it works and it is entertaining to still.
Yeah.
And they've got the players to make it happen. But
I think there's different stages to it. So I think you have Brighton even had that. Brighton were pretty ugly to watch for a decent amount of time. But that was to kind of stay in the game, give yourself a chance. And Brighton still play that way generally. They're not, they're not a very open team like Brighton are now. But Brighton went from that and then brought in Potter and then moved to that next level. And that's where they are now. And then you add the recruitment's mad. Like, no one knows Matoma. No one knows any of these players. And then you bring them in and they're class. It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Okay.
I don't even know what you just said.
Okay.
What's Matoma?
Matoma's a left winger, Japanese left winger for Brighton. He's killing it.
Yeah.
You'll probably buy in the summer.
I'll tell you who is quality, just quickly, that the Italian forward, the winger that Leeds bought. Like, little geezer.
Nonto.
Fucking unreal.
Yeah, he's good fun, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's really good fun. I feel like they're over-relying on him a bit. But okay, so player of the year, easy. Haaland, surely.
He'll score 40 goals in the Premier League, so of course.
Okay. League Cup, Newcastle won 1-0 against Southampton. At Southampton, Man United beat Forest at Forest 3-0. So it looks like those two for the final.
I'd say United.
Gonna have to narrow it down, I'm afraid.
Manchester United, actual United.
Wow, there's not an actual United.
Yeah, it is.
Sutton United, they're not in the competition anymore.
You can't just you've got to earn the name United. You can't just sort of, all right, we'll call ourselves United and everyone should refer to us that as such. United are called United because they are the team that has earned that name.
Ridiculous. It's the worst thing.
But you think
said.
Sutton United should be called United in on the same?
I'm saying no one should be called United. You say your full name, say Man United, you can say whatever you want. And I'm sure I've said United in the past. Okay.
What do you think, Newcastle United or Manchester United?
Newcastle United. I think that if they get to Wembley, that's going to be chaos.
It would kill me if Newcastle win a trophy before Spurs. Kill me.
Get yourself ready. FA Cup. Who's still in the FA Cup? Might have to go to the odds now.
I'd be interested to see where Spurs are, actually, because we've got Preston, Arsenal, United. Where are they? When are they playing?
Right thing.
Is that tonight? Tomorrow.
27th of January.
All right, yeah. I'll be watching that.
And it's live. Where's the outright? Oh, boo. Forget it. So, I mean, well, these are 17s. Man City and Arsenal are still in it. Are you still in it? You're still in it. Man United still in it. Who's going to win the FA Cup?
Tottenham Hotspur.
Tottenham Hotspur, he's done it. Go on.
Yeah, because Conte is he's a cup manager, isn't he?
Big time.
And these are I've got the outright odds. You've got Manchester City are favourites. Manchester United are second favourites. Liverpool third, Spurs fourth, Arsenal fifth. And then you go down to all the tiny clubs like West Ham, Fulham, Leicester, Leeds and Burnley.
Tiny club. Yeah, okay. I'm going to go, yeah, go on Spurs, win that one.
I just say to you, look, if Arsenal go out to City, you hope they would, then City's there, right? They're going for the league.
Man City, do you mean?
Manchester City. Man United are good. We're better than Liverpool this season. There's all we have to do is beat one of those big teams and we should win the FA Cup.
Sure, I'm going to go rogue, right? Everton, are they still in it? They're out, aren't they? Are they? Don't know.
We're going to get beat against Preston. We're going to get beat against Preston.
That's going to get clipped up. Go on, Tottenham to win a trophy. Champions League. Let's rattle through these.
I'm going to say Tottenham.
Champions League, okay.
Well, who do you think?
PSG to get it done.
God, it's so boring though, isn't it?
Yeah.
PSG, Real Madrid, Barcelona, or oh, just fuck off the lot of you.
Europa League.
Don't care. I don't even know who's in it.
Yeah.
Man United, Arsenal.
Barcelona. So here's the odds. Arsenal, Barcelona, Man United, woo! Ajax, Juventus, Real Fatata.
Jeez, some Betis, good teams in there, aren't there?
Roma.
Fuck. Well, how are Barcelona doing this year? Are they second, aren't they?
Yeah, they didn't say so. I'm going to go Arsenal to not win the league, but to win the Europa League. There you go. Just trying to keep everyone happy, really.
I'm going to go Ajax.
I said they were going to win the league, didn't I? Oh, double for Arsenal. There you go. Europa League and league double. And it will wind up every other fan because they're going, it's not a proper double. We had a proper double. But it is because it's two trophies. But it also isn't because it's not the proper one. Europa Conference League, honestly,
I don't know.
I can't.
I don't know.
I don't care.
It should be disbanded, shouldn't it?
Yeah. We're going to skip relegation just because it's not a trophy and that's probably the title I'm going to do and we've got to move forward. Manager of the Year, though. Who will be Manager of the Year?
As it stands, well, if they win it, Arteta, hands down. Hands down. But, because I don't want it to be that, I'm going to say Eddie Howe.
Okay. Oh, that's a good shout. I'm going to go, do you know who should win it? Who must win it, but won't win it?
Who?
Marco Silva.
That's a great shout.
Everyone said they were going to finish 20th. Everyone said they were going to finish 20th. They're 7th in the effing Premier League. It's amazing.
Even though Spurs beat them, they first half, they were much better. Not that says everyone's
amazing
better
job. Absolutely amazing job.
Playing good football.
Yeah. But Arteta will win it. Okay, let us know yours in the comments down below and I'll skip them as I read the funnier comments for next week's rundown. Okay. only men know. Sit down, we. I'm going to close my door because it just opened.
What? Why is... Why did you close your door?
Huh?
Why did you close your door?
It opened for some reason.
Oh, right. I thought you said like, you didn't want anyone to hear about the sit-down wee conversation.
41,000 views in last week's fun. Someone knows. It's going to be tough for me because I need a wee and I'm sitting down. Green Blaze. I don't know why this conversation has made me want to see Flav sit down and wee and tell us about the experience.
I will.
Question. Have you not done it yet?
No. I haven't even thought about it since last week. Okay. I'll do it today, and you know, I'll let you know how it goes.
How it goes. Okay. Okay. Just give it, you know, have an open mind. This is great. I enjoyed it. If we were talking about Nitish said on the cupping water thing, as soon as you guys said it, I did the action. Funny enough, Flav did it as well. And it's always the same place where you cup the water, just below the chest and in the middle. It's so true. Only because I guess if you know, you got your boobies in the way, you can't do that. But yeah, every guy knows. You go, boom, hold it here, get as much as you can in. Brilliant. Right. But this is the comment. Okay.
Okay.
Harry Grimes.
Do you want me to read it, or you can be able to get through this?
I'll see. Let me have a go.
Go on.
Things only men know. I was discussing our ability to move our piece without touching it with my flatmates and a perplexed girlfriend. One of our group claimed he didn't know how to do it. So we collectively did it.
I did it.
So we collectively did it, brackets under our clothes, don't get excited, to try and work out how you do it. Someone pointed out the act of lifting your piece. Someone pointed out the act of lifting your piece is the same movement as winking your bum out. As winking your bum hole.
Shall I finish, James? Someone pointed out the fact of lifting your piece is the same movement as winking your bum hole.
We then realized the gravity of what we had just become. Just a couple of dudes. Just a couple of dudes winking bum holes at each other. A bonding experience, to say the least. Oh, wonderful.
It is great.
I just didn't. Just see him all around in a circle, just going.
Because it is like, well, I'm doing it now, and it is all connected. It's all connected, Jim.
They're just normal men, normal innocent men.
We're just normal men, normal innocent men.
So there you go. That was brilliant, Harry. Well done.
Good work, Harry Grimes.
I don't want to talk about it for long, but what I do just want to highlight is we were chatting about sort of mystery pooers last week. I just wanted to highlight that. You remember Adam Rosenbaum on the ones and twos?
Yeah, of course.
Of course, he's our mate. But like, for people who don't remember him, Adam was the first ever a guy behind the camera. And how the tables have turned, because he's now, I know he'll be listening to this, he's a fan. He bloody loves the pod. Right?
Does he watch the pod?
And embarrassingly for him, he sort of messaged me, trying to get. I go, oh, I've got a story, and I just wanted to highlight.
You are
that.
Pathetic,
you are
Adam.
Absolute embarrassment, Ad.
We're mates.
You don't need to be. What you need to? Well, I've got a story about in year 11 in my school. We had a guy who did a poo in a sink, mate.
James, he's not. No,
I don't
think we are mates.
He wants to be on the pod, and I'm trying to give him that moment.
I think. No. The thing is, I thought we were mates, but he's a fan.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, we're not mates.
We're not mates. The dynamic has changed. Yeah. You're a fan, Ad.
Yeah. So, yeah. Adam,
Is it, if, do, it, do you know, if it's all right, just email me from now on instead of actual private messaging. Because it just
because yesterday, it's funny you say this because he dug me out yesterday, didn't he? He said,
"Adam's not a moisty, no."
Adam said, he was with his colleague at work who likes the Fighting Cop podcast, and Adam said, "I told him you're a neek, but you're a fan, Adam."
Yeah,
I might be a neek in your weird little brain.
You're a fan of a neek.
My friend, you're a fan. Pathetic.
Bring that to light.
Good work, Tim.
And Adam, you know, you have, you're a sort of colleague, but it's weird because you're a fan. Ugh.
You're a fan. You're a big, big fan of ours. next time we meet, if we meet for a pint, if I have time.
Just bring something, we'll sign it. Yeah, we're happy to sign it.
I'll sign whatever you want. Like, bring a baseball cap if you like. Whatever it is, I'll sign it. Just for you. Don't put it on eBay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're wasting your time. finish off with a few things you thought as a kid. Ashley Smith. Things I thought as a kid. Before I went to my first football game, I thought that the commentary would be heard in the stadium. You can imagine my disappointment when I went to my first match, Bradford City versus Blackpool, League Two in 2007. Good lad.
Oh, God.
That's a belter. When the game started, there was no commentary to be heard. Kersey. Things I thought as a kid. I believed that there was another version of me in every country. And I got filled with excitement by the idea of bringing together all of my international brethren into one big get-together and we'd compare our stories. And adventures.
Oh, but you was a fucking idiot as a kid, Kerm.
Brutal. Speaking of lookalikes, you see this I got yesterday? It's the, like, the problem with this, because you get this as well, we get these lookalikes. That is the worst lookalike.
I don't know. It's not, if you had an Asian brother.
It's literally
brother,
just the same style of glasses.
No, it's not, James. If your mum had an affair with a man from how do I say this without being offensive? From Asian descent.
Yeah.
Then that could be your brother.
Right.
It's the shape of the face as well.
That's just nonsense, isn't it?
It's not, because you don't want to see it. The ones that I get sent are nonsense by and large.
It's literally like that. Literally just a bloke with the same type of glasses.
James, welcome to my fucking world. I've been dealing for this for 2 years. And the worst ones is ones that really do look like me, but are sort of really overweight. And I'm like, fuck, it does look like me. And there's a couple where I was like, I thought that someone had taken a picture of me. For people who don't know, on Twitter, there's an account called James and Flav Community Page. And for some reason, people start sending looky-likeys in of both of us. And sometimes I will see one and I'm like, someone's taken a picture of me and posted it up just for this. If someone's spotted me on a train or something, and because it is me, but it isn't me. There was
Louis,
one. I was.
See, Catherine was just said it. Sorry. Louis says Flav looks like Haaland. What is
Louis,
that?
Yeah, Louis? No, that's mental. Yeah, Louis, you're well out there. You're not, no chance.
I wouldn't mind if they do look like me, but they're just like, they're mild. That's just, I don't. That's just woeful.
No, it does. It does look a bit like you, Jim.
Rattled.
There's nothing wrong with looking at. What is it? What, you got a problem looking like someone from Asian descent? Is that what it is?
No. No.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to check.
I'm creating people that look like that.
You are.
Yeah. I don't think I can commit to that more, Flav.
So joke.
Okay. Where are we? Yeah, might leave it there. I'm just rereading these last two. They're not that funny. Yeah, I'm calling it. Okay.
All right.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. What
all
fun?
All sorts of chaos.
Keep an eye out for the live show date.
Yes.
I'm feeling April.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like April.
What? We'll have to offer tickets to Moisties first, surely.
Of course.
Okay. There's not going to be room for the dries. 100? Do you think get 100 people down? Just
I don't know.
It's one of those. No, I'll definitely come. No, I can't
can't be arsed.
The way we do it is like when we do the Fighting Cock socials, we're like if anyone who's Patreon gets in for free, obviously, but say, look, it's a limited space. Please only put your name down if you're definitely going to come, and people would pretty much treat it a word.
Okay. All right, guys. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you all soon. Yeah, that's it. All right. Ta-da. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.